So,
okay, Chase. Mm-hmm. Now we will be able to talk if you buy an iPad.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. That's the word.
How about that?
If you buy an iPad soon,
yeah,
you'll be able to talk to Siri. Is that her name? Siri?
Oh, yes, Siri.
Because yeah. all those iPadsters are jealous because of the iPhoners who, mm-hmm. you know, Chase, mm-hmm. Chase gets a chance to talk to Siri all the time.
Yeah. Good morning, Siri.
Oh, she's not up yet.
Apparently not.
She's not. She's still putting on her makeup. Yeah.
She, yeah. I'm having network issues.
You want to try again?
Yeah, get out of the bathroom.
Want to try
Siri
again?
Says.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Right. I'm just having network issues. I don't know what the problem is.
Yes, well. Yeah.
I just wanted to hear, you know. Because, you know, Chase said, you can call me First Down Boy.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, a new report claims that Apple's Siri voice assistant is headed to the iPad users when the company upgrades their operating system. Source says that the voice assistant will land on the iPad this fall with nearly all the features currently found on your iPhone 4S, short of making phone calls. And again, if that happens, and I mean, are we going to get to the point, and not here, because we don't have the population density, but, you know, are you going to be standing someplace in some big city and people are going to be standing around talking to things in their hands that are going to be talking back to them then?
Probably so.
I mean,
you act surprised because right now they're talking to things on their ears.
Well, I know. But, I mean, these things will be talking back, so that will increase the chatter.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they can just be walking down the sidewalk and just having a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're arguing with your wireless device.
That's
perfect.
Right.
That's just what we need. That'll be
everybody's
fun.
Best friend will be Siri.
Yeah,
so.
Something like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never have to be a loner again
never.
Because Siri's here.
Yes.
For only $89
yes.
a month, you can have
That's
a friend.
Right.
Yes.
It's
Neighbors,
cheaper than a fraternity.
Neighbor said that except for Siri, he was a loner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a troubled loner.
He was a troubled loner other than Siri.
How long until Siri gets asked what kind of person you know, he was?
Ooh, very interesting. Right. That'd be good.
He was a loner.
When do we see Siri's in curlers and a moo-moo talking about what the tornado sounded like?
Yeah, all right.
Yes, wait a minute.
Freight train.
Is she not talking?
I'm still having it.
Right.
No.
I just wanted to ask her, what does the tornado sound like?
Well, let me hang on. If anything was going to connect here.
Yeah. Well, if it does, we'll do it on another day.
I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it on another day. It's not a big deal. All right. So anyhow, bride Selena Harris said she and her bridesmaids were getting ready in a room at the Westin Hotel in College Park, Georgia. Didn't know there was one of those.
And yet it has a Westin.
Yeah, really. When a sprinkler system was triggered, causing five members of her bridal party to be hospitalized, really, due to breathing problems. Before we got ready to leave the room, we heard a big boom. I felt like my life was going to end right then and there.
Did they implode a hotel right next door?
Yeah, she said her ceremony continued with only two of the expected eight bridesmaids in attendance.
Eight? I wonder if I wonder if somebody, who's going to refund the money for them girls? And
That's right, they got that dress.
They've already bought the dress.
How's
now they can't be in the wedding. I mean,
yeah,
that sounds like,
sure.
You know, might be a catfight brewing somewhere.
Just saying, could be. So we have a list of words that most people have trouble spelling.
By the way, College Park, Georgia?
Yeah.
It's the home of Cox College.
Is it now?
Yes. 19.
Yeah. Yeah, and Georgia Military Academy.
Oh, well, that's
so there
the reason then. But where is it?
The other GMA.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
You know, you can pull back on Google's map, Maps and find it.
Yeah.
It could be done. But anyway.
All the way out to the entire southeastern region.
All right, so now after we've had this 14-year-old genius who spelled...
onomatopoeia or
no, it was Getchapaw, remember?
Yeah,
Getchapaw.
Getchapaw. It was Getchapaw. Because the question was, what do you ask?
Getchapaw is what they say on the rifleman.
That's right. Getchapaw was what you said to somebody who only had a mom. You get a paw.
Yeah,
get a paw. All right, so anyhow, yo, listen, you do that French. So anyway, so after the 14-year-old spelled that, we all start thinking about how really stupid we are when it comes to spelling.
Well,
so I have I have a list of words here, the words that most people have trouble spelling. Most people have trouble spelling. And I find, I find one on here that I have a problem with. A lot is two words. Did you know that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know, but there are people who don't do that.
Yeah. Unless you're talking about, you know, an allotment.
Yeah.
Same was then, allotted.
Yep, then a while.
A while is separate.
Same deal. Yeah, it's two words. Believe.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know, people put a D in there.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats.
And so you just do, yeah. So just do congrats. You get out easily that. Embarrass. The word is long enough to have two sets of double letters, R's and S's.
That's right. Yeah. Ends in rare.
Fiery.
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 F-I-E.
Yeah, it's got that E in there. And grateful. It's R-A-T-E, mm-hmm. not R-E-A-T.
Then it's the opposite of being humble. I'm grateful.
That's right. I got greater.
I'm full of greatness.
That's right. I got a greater with me, and I can grate anytime I want to. It's like his and hers and ours. The possessive doesn't have an apostrophe.
Well, that's more of a mechanical thing than it is.
And then the same thing would if you do it the other way, too.
Well, if the sentence would be "it is," then it has an apostrophe. If it wouldn't, it wouldn't. Yeah. It doesn't.
Listen to you. Listen to you. Now we're doing composition on the radio.
There you go.
Tell you what. Misspell is often misspelled because they leave out one of the S's. Mm-hmm. Lose and loose, that's a problem. Principal and principal. Remember, the head of the school is your pal.
Right.
Okay, pal. So they say, I don't
hate. Plea.
Yeah, that's right. I don't hate school. It's the principal of the thing, right?
By the way, Siri's up and running if you want to ask her.
Oh, yeah. Well, ask her what a tornado sounds like.
Siri, what does the tornado sound like?
Okay, here you go.
Here you go?
Never mind.
All right.
Thanks, Siri.
It works so much better on the TV commercial.
Yeah, Siri failed.
It works so much better on the TV commercial. Talks to you. It answers your questions.
Right.
I mean, it gets you where you need to go. Find songs for you.
Keeps you company.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's right. Okay, so, we didn't do Jethro trivia yesterday.
I know.
So we actually have.
I couldn't sleep last night.
Well, we actually have two Jethro trivias today.
A double dose.
Yes. Yeah, so
and it's Tuesday. I just remember.
Oh!
Suddenly this show just got busy.
I suddenly feel tired. You know what? There's a guy sitting in his truck waiting for his last few minutes of air conditioning. Listen to that going, yeah, I'll give you tired. I got a bunch of tired for you boys one day. Show you that. Oh, hey, this has got to make you feel good, parents. Kids under the age of 13, no longer content playing video games and chatting on AOL, may soon be able to network on Facebook.
Under the age of 13?
Yeah.
You know what? No one under the age of 13 has ever chatted on AOL.
Right.
Sorry to break it to you there, tech boy.
Okay, anyway. The social networking company reportedly testing technology that would allow young kids to access the site under parental supervision. Okay, first problem is you have to have a parent who cares enough to supervise. Oh, that was insensitive, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Either by connecting the children's accounts to their parents or by giving parents controls that would monitor their children's friends and what applications they could use. Again.
Can we go back? Was it yesterday we had the discussion about mom writing on your Facebook wall?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's next level stuff from mom.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to be that kid whose mom interrupts the Facebook chat.
Yep. Now, again, we're talking kids under the age of 13.
Yeah, because you have to be 13 to set up a Facebook. Right. I mean, I know no one under the age of 13 has a Facebook
account. No. See, that's the whole deal. While Facebook bans kids under 13 from the site, a recent study found about 7.5 million profiles on Facebook belong to users who are underage. Just 7.5 million. I know. You are shocked over that, aren't you? Very often the kids are on their own with their parents' support. Yeah. All it requires right now is to lie about your age,
which
is not what you would call necessarily a hurdle that's too high to climb over, but nonetheless. All right, here we go. Talk about getting off my lawn. A Georgia G.I. Jane's professed love for, quote, blowing stuff up, unquote, has her facing felony charges after federal agents discovered an arsenal of weapons, homemade bombs, and drugs at her home. She's 23-year-old Celia Savage. That's a great name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Busted after agents found...
Please tell me she's a sergeant, then she'd be Sergeant Savage.
Ooh, that would be good, wouldn't it? They found pipe bombs, guns, pot, meth, pills. Drug paraphernalia.
Ah, man.
She told the ATF and agents that she built bombs for fun. And even though she knew it was against the law, she liked to, quote, blow up toilets in the woods in her spare time. Social media sources are now under wraps. A video of the commando wannabe blowing up a toilet in the woods available on YouTube until last Friday when that was removed. Here's Daddy's quote, okay? Daddy's quote of 23-year-old Celia Savage. Daddy called her a church-going daddy's girl who has a few too many hobbies.
Yeah. A few too many hobbies.
Talk about giving her a break. Yeah. She's a daddy, church-going daddy's girl. She just got a few too many hobbies. She's facing weapons, explosive, and drug charges, along with being held without bond in the county jail. So there you go. That's Celia. That's a good little 23-year-old girl right there.